Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Mission of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. We're taking you somewhere very special today. It's an event I've been attending every September for 16 years now, and it's called Fish Camp. Fish Camp takes place at the Peach Beach RV Park in the Columbia River Gorge, an area so beautiful it's designated as a National Scenic Area. The RV park sits on the Washington state side of the mile-wide Columbia River, and across the water, you can see the small community of Biggs Junction that sits at the intersection of U.S. Highway 97 and Interstate 84, which takes you to Portland to the west or Boise, Idaho if you're heading east. Fish Camp always takes place in mid-September. It's an invitation-only event, and some 60 to 90 people cycle through the camp over the days it takes place. Some staying a couple of nights, some staying for all 5 days. The man behind this event is Ed Iman. He's a well-known fishing guide and promoter out of the Dalles, Oregon, which is just a 20-minute drive away. He brings together three groups of people to fish camp every year. The first group is the outdoors media. The second group are the boat operators. We are talking about tournament anglers, pro staffers in the fishing industry, and full-time fishing guides here. Last and definitely not least are those that either work for or own companies involved in the fishing or outdoors industry. This would include companies that make fishing rods, fishing reels, and fishing line, as well as those who make accessories. There's also companies at Fish Camp that make knives, knife sharpeners, tents, sleeping bags, outdoors cooking grills, and more. The cast of characters who attends varies from year to year, but the routine remains the same. In the morning, it's dark and you get up and eat a hot breakfast, make a sack lunch, and then head out to go fishing as the first light of day arrives. What you fish for is up to you. Most folks go on a boat with a guide or tournament angler and go after salmon, since the fall Chinook run is usually at its peak in the Columbia River this time of year. However, there are plenty of other options too, including the opportunity to tangle with huge prehistoric-looking salmon or tasty walleye. There are lots of smallmouth bass in the Columbia River, as well as a nearby tributary, the John Day River, and there are both salmon and steelhead to be found in two other nearby rivers, the famed Deschutes in Oregon and the lesser-known Klickitat River in Washington. Everyone comes back to camp in the afternoon with plenty of fish stories and often quite a few salmon to fillet and vacuum pack. After that comes dinner and presentations from the manufacturers and companies that are sponsoring Fish Camp. And then it's time to socialize as the day fades into sunset. As night falls, most folks turn in early, heading to one of the tents Ed has set up or to their own tent, RV, or trailer for a good night's sleep. Take it all together, and you've got a great week of camping, fishing, and fun that I'll never get tired of. And this week, we're going to be sharing the fishing opportunities in this area with you. One of the guys we'll be talking to is Dave Ng. He is not only a guide, but the owner of a company called Fish Ng Products. He's also one of the best salmon fishing guides in the Pacific Northwest. He's going to tell you how he goes about catching these fall Chinook salmon, some tips that'll help you out if you decide to come to the Columbia River Gorge. Another man we'll talk to is Larry Hutchins. Larry is a former bass tournament angler, and now he is a pro staffer for Lowrance, the makers of some very nice marine electronics. I'm going bass fishing with Larry. We'll see how we do for the smallmouth, and we'll talk to Larry about a business that he and a partner own called Lowrance on the Water, where he and his partner will actually go out to you. They'll go to your boat and help you set up your Lowrance electronics so you get the very most out of them, teach you a few tricks and techniques that you're not going to find in the owner's manual too. If you need a place to stay, you can, of course, stay at the Peach Beach RV Park. It's right on the Columbia River. It's a beautiful RV park, but you might want to stay in a hotel, and maybe you want to eat out for dinner, and maybe you even want a little nightlife and some other things to do. In that case, head to the Dalles. The executive director of the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell you more about that and some other things you can do besides fishing while you're there. Before we talk to Lisa and Dave and Larry, though, let's go fishing. All right, now that you've heard about Fish Camp, we are heading out on the water. We're on the Columbia River just north of the Peach Beach RV Park, and we are fishing for sturgeon with guide Bruce Warren, the owner of Fishing for Fun Guide Service. He's also a pro staff member for Max Lure Company and for Cass King 2. Bruce, great to have you back on the air.
Thanks, Sean. Great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about sturgeon fishing. We've got listeners back east in Virginia and New York and down in Louisiana that probably don't do a whole lot of fishing for white sturgeon. This is really a unique fishery that we have along the border of Oregon and Washington, isn't it?
You bet it is, John. If anybody ever looked at the history books, white sturgeon is technically a dinosaur. It's been around for 200 to 300 million years. Yes, it's a dinosaur. It's an absolutely wonderful sport fish. It's a great eating fish, and they do get big.
We are talking 11 feet big sometimes. What's the biggest that you or your clients have ever boated?
We've got one to the side of the boat that was 10 foot 3. Of course, we can't bring those in. And we estimated it was probably between 450 and 500 pounds.
Absolutely amazing. And I think folks probably don't understand the fight that these fish give. You know, most people, they look at these sturgeon, they probably figure they just dog it on the bottom. That's not true at all.
I will take the biggest muscle-bound guy you got, put him on an oversized fish, and he will be squealing like a little girl in about 10 minutes.
That's absolutely true. Folks, these fish will dog it, they will run, but they will also jump, they will breach, they've actually, you know, almost tailwalk sometimes. They're an amazing, amazing fish. They do look prehistoric. They're extremely powerful, and when you can keep them, which doesn't happen very often, they're pretty tasty, too.
They are absolutely one of the best eating white meat fish you'll ever have. Very, very mild in flavor, real hearty in texture. A lot of people wouldn't be able to distinguish them from red meat, except for the color.
Now, when sturgeon catch and keep season is open, there is a specific slot limit. It depends where you're at on the Columbia River, what that slot limit is, but you only get to keep one fish if you catch it, two per year, and if you get them, it is truly a delicacy that you will enjoy. Let's talk a little bit about catching these fish, because the catch and release season is always open for sturgeon.
Absolutely. As long as you're in the Columbia River between the bordering the states, you have no closure on catch and release. It has to be concurrent with another season. Well, if you know, the Columbia River never closes. So you can go out and catch and release virtually any time of the year.
Well, let's talk about what we're doing right now. We've got four rods set up for the four anglers in the boat. And we'll start off with the rod, the reel, the line. Tell me about, you know, what you have for these sturgeon.
Well, we've got the Cass King products for our sturgeon rods and our sturgeon reels. They came out with a brand new reel for us this year. Absolutely loving it. It's a line counter, but we've also got non-line counter reels from Cass King that are great for this fishery. We've also got a brand new rod that we're getting to play with today. Loving it. I'm going to put in an order for six of them at least.
Well, tell me more about this rod, because I'll be honest, I've been on boats where I've fished for sturgeon before, and I'm used to seeing rods that look like broom handles.
You bet, and that is the way it used to be. With the high-tech materials, high-tech design of these rods, you can't beat these lightweight, super strong, incredible, almost indestructible rods. And they're fantastic to play a fish with, and you can hold them all day long.
All right, well, real quick, let's step over to this rod. Let's step over to this reel. You know, what are the models that we're talking about here from Cass King?
Well, this is a Cass King. This is called their Cat Tech. It's a composite rod. This one happens to be 8 feet long, which I really like for sturgeon. Gives me a little bit of leverage on them, but it's not too long and it doesn't become unruly in the boat. This one here is a 30 to 60 line weight. Handles braided line, handles monofilament line, whatever you prefer. I run braid. Absolutely love it. We've got a Recon reel on it, which is their brand new line counter. We're trying them out today on it. What a great reel. And this is a size 10. They also have a size 20.
What size braid do you run, and what size hook do you use?
Well, that's the thing about some of these fish can be big, and you don't know what's going to bite. It could be 20 inches. It could be 20 feet. And, yes, they're that big in here. So we're going to run 65-pound braid on a typical catch-and-release or catch-and-keep type fishery. And if you're going for the big boys, 100-pound braid is not out of the options.
And the hook?
Anywhere between a 4-5-aught to the small end up to a 10 or 12-aught for the big ones.
And the bait?
That's where it gets tricky. They will eat virtually anything as long as it's fresh in the river. Right now we've got salmon running through here, so we have a rod with salmon bellies on it. We've also got squid, we've got rollmop herring, and we've got a shad. Shad is also in the river, not quite now, so they're looking for dead ones. That's what we've got, is a dead shad out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, if you want to try something really unique and catch a fish that's going to give you one heck of a fight, go sturgeon fishing on the Columbia River. And if you want someone to take you, look up Bruce Warren.
You bet, John. You know, this is absolutely a blast. We come out here and we do a catch and release fishery late June, July, and August. And I hate to tell everybody this, but we average almost 40 fish a day.
Well, let's get to it.
You bet.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flat Line and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington, and we're catching up with Dave Eng. He just rolled back into fish camp with a limit of salmon for all five people on his boat. Dave, you've been knocking them dead this week.
It has been very, very good for myself and most everybody out there, whether you're pro trolling or you're hover fishing with eggs or you're trolling wiggle warts first thing in the morning. A lot of guys will start out trolling wiggle warts first thing because they kind of do the glow in the dark, whether it's a Brad's Wiggler or a, you know, wiggle wart, they'll do that. And then once they see the egg bite come on, they'll start coming over there as well. And some of them stay wiggle warts the whole time.
Well, I want to get into the tactics in just a minute, but let's take a step back. We've got listeners from all over the United States listening to the show, and they know we're talking about the Columbia River Gorge, absolutely beautiful area to fish, but they may not know exactly where to go if they come here. And there's basically, what, the mouths of three rivers that tend to hold fish this time of year, the white salmon, the Klickitat, and the Deschutes. You've been fishing off the Deschutes. Why did you choose that one?
Primarily, I believe the Deschutes gets going somewhat earlier, and the fish seem to be a little bit larger up here. And it's a further drive from Portland, but I stay up here, so that doesn't make any difference to myself. And that old saying, don't leave fish to find fish, and we're catching fish and catching lots of them every day. Some days you work harder for them, but most of the time it's, you know, we're back in by noon or so.
And that's interesting because people are predicting a not very good run of fall Chinook, but the numbers have been steadily building. It looks like we are going to have a decent run this year, and you're seeing the results on the water. Not only are we seeing Chinook, you're seeing some pretty good-sized Chinook, too.
Everything we caught today, four of them were over 20, and I had six people, and then we went and got a seventh because we're just fun fishing. And we got everybody's fish today, so I had eight fish when I came back in, and two or three jacks, four of them over 20, and four of them between 15 and 20.
Incredible. And folks, next up, coho salmon. They're just a couple of weeks away, so that's right around the corner. Let's get back to the tactics you're using. So wiggle warts, for those that don't know, it's a plug. And how exactly are people fishing it off the mouth of the Deschutes?
They're just flatlining them straight back behind the boat with probably 15 to 20 pound test, you know, monofilament, or they're using their braid and putting a, you know, a 3 feet a leader on the back of it, but just stringing them back, you know, like 65, 70 feet, and then just trolling forward enough to get them to dive in and dig.
So they're basically diving right to the bottom, digging in off the sand. Are most people putting scent on these plugs?
Most people are, you know, whether it's a gel scent or a paste type stuff that'll stick on there, you know, a little tiny bit and, you know, a little bit of smell. Most of it's a reactionary bite, but, you know, if you can draw them a little bit closer, they're just kind of, most people are following the edges of these sandbars up where it's, you know, comes up to a shallower distance. But a lot of these fish they're catching are suspended as well. You know, we're fishing on the bottom with eggs.
Well, I want to get into that in a second, but again, folks, just a reminder, we're talking to Dave Eng. He is a fishing guide here in Oregon. He is also the owner of Fish Eng Products, all sorts of great products you'll want if you're a fisherman. Let's talk about hover fishing with eggs. This is something a lot of people have a hard time getting the hang of. Why don't we talk about exactly how it's done and why some people just really have a hard time with it?
It is a technique where you go down to the bottom. Essentially, you're using the boat for a bobber. You're going down to the bottom and coming up two to three, four cranks, finding where those fish are hanging, And typically, most of us rig the same way. We go our main line, which is braid, down to a swivel, and just above the swivel is your sinker on a slider. And we're using 1 to 3 ounces. If it's a little bit bumpy and choppy, we go heavier. If not, I go a little bit lighter. And from that, I'm running about 3 feet a leader to a 3-aught hook. Some guys are 2-aught, some guys are 4-aught. Smaller baits seem to work the best. Go down to the bottom, come up a crank or two, and either rest your rod on the gunwale so you can visually see it and feel it, because they're not just going to rip it down like a back bounce bite. It is, sometimes it'll only move your rod tip a quarter of an inch. I try to explain to my people, it's going to feel like you're dragging your sinker in the sand when you're getting a bite. It'll load the rod a little tiny bit and just feel a little bit different. Do not be bashful.
And that's the thing. So many people, when it comes to Chinook, they're told, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. And that's the last thing you do with hover fishing.
Correct. And, you know, a lot of it depends on your boat driver. Those lines need to be straight up and down or as close to as you can. You know, fishing it virtually like a vertical jig. And that's another technique some of these guys are doing, is vertical jigging. But I'm a bait guy. I love to feel the bite. You know, I love catching salmon any way I can. But when I take people out hover fishing, it's them. It's not all on me getting them in the right depth, the right zone. They've got to be paying attention. If you're looking around and watching everybody else and playing on your cell phone, you're going to get a boat ride out of the day. If you're paying attention, you'll hook fish.
I love it. Last tactic, you mentioned pearl trolls. So let's explain to our listeners exactly what that means.
Those are the 360 style flashers, whether it's a pro troll, a short bus, Max Lures has a, you know, some of us refer them as skateboards, you know, it's just a 360 flasher. And behind that, they're going to run either a smaller spinner or a super bait or that type of lure behind it.
You know, further down the river, they're running herring, sometimes even anchovy. You don't see that up here, you know, 100 miles upstream.
No, and I don't think you need to, but I wouldn't be afraid to do it. In fact, I would, you know, it'd be fun just to go screwing around for a couple of days and say, okay, let's try anchovies for a few hours. But when you got something that's working, it's kind of hard to break away from that.
You're absolutely right. You know, one other thing I want to touch on here. The other day, out there off the Deschutes, and I haven't seen this in years, but I saw it a couple of times. There were people who caught salmon, and they literally had a rope over the boat, and they were dragging these salmon around. Absolutely crazy. And taking care of the catch, that's something that people really need to think about if they want good table fare.
It's amazing to me. You know, a lot of guys will throw them over the side and bleed them and then put them in fish boxes, but some guys leave them out there in the water 70 degrees. Now, I would not eat a hot dog coming out of a 70 degree refrigerator. So spend the $4 on 2 bags of ice. Get them bled, get them cooled down. You'll have a better product from start to finish.
Great advice. We got about a minute left. Why don't you tell folks really quick about Fishing Products?
We manufacture everything from leader boards. They're just foam boards in 3 different sizes that have slots in them to wrap your pre-tied rigs on, stick foam, you know, jigs in them. They're made to fit existing boxes on the market. We make aluminum extensions for your rods out of your boat so you can get your rod up off the gunwales. And a couple other products, sinker gauges. Yeah, it's hard to tell the size of sinker sometimes, so we made a little gauge that slide your sinker in and, you know, boom, you can tell what it is.
Very useful accessories if you're an angler. You can find out more at Fisheng, that's E-N-G, fisheng.com. And if you are looking to come to the Portland area or around the Dalles that we've been talking about, the Dalles makes a fabulous base camp for your fishing adventures. We'll tell you more about that later in the show. But give Dave a call. He would be happy to take you out on a guided fishing trip, and he'd be happy to sell you some of his stuff from Fisheng Products. Dave, thanks for sharing this great knowledge with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for having us. See you on the water.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality, power, and manual sharpeners from WorkSharp. Find out more at WorkSharpTools.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. It's the Fish Camp Edition, being broadcast from the Peach Beach RV Park right on the Columbia River in the scenic Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington. I got to go bass fishing today. As a matter of fact, I got to fish with a very well-known former tournament angler and now a Lowrance Pro Staffer, Larry Hutchins. Larry, thanks for a great day on the water.
Thank you, John. It's been fun. It was a great day.
It was a great day. It started off slow, but it got better and better as the day went on. And I'd say by the end of the day, you had caught at least a couple dozen bass. I'd caught about a dozen. And folks, that's why he's a former tournament angler and I never will be. But despite that, we hooked into a lot of fish, caught a lot of fish. Nothing of size today, but you've caught some really big bass in this stretch of the gorge before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is actually one of my favorite places to come up and fish because there's a lot of unmolested fish. It gets very little pressure. You got to deal with the wind at times, but if you can pick a day when it's calm, you can do very well up here.
And I want to go ahead and describe the exact area we're fishing to you folks, because I know some of you are listening as far away as Virginia and New York today. So a lot of you have in your mind's eye this view of the Pacific Northwest where it rains all the time. But once you go east of the Cascades and into the drier part of the Columbia River Gorge, it's absolutely beautiful. You have cliffs on either side of this mile-wide river. Big basalt cliffs, this beautiful scenery out here. And where we were fishing was above John Day Dam. There's a boat launch and an Army Corps of Engineers park right above the dam. And we were able to fish both on the Columbia River above John Day Dam and also on the John Day River itself. And that was a real treat. That's just really beautiful country back there. It's a lot more intimate. We got to see some mule deer, including a nice buck. We're listening to pheasants cackle. And I mean, just a beautiful place to fish, no matter how the fishing is.
Yeah, exactly. It's great because you launch in out of the wind. You launch in the John Day River. You can go up and fish that. There's largemouth in there. There's certainly a lot of smallmouth. And then if you want to go out on the big water, where really all the action is, you can run 50 miles from there to the next dam, and it's all full of smallmouth.
And we did catch a couple of largemouth today up on the John Day River, and I know you'll catch them occasionally on the Columbia as well, but you're right. In this section of the Columbia, smallmouth's the name of the game. How big do the smallmouth get here? I mean, today we were only getting 2-pounders. I've gotten them up to 3-4 before. I'm guessing you've gotten them bigger than that.
Yeah, it's pretty common to catch 3 to 5-pounders when they're really on. 2-pound is pretty average on a normal day when they're really not biting very well. So it's all ranges. I have seen them up as big as 7, but 3 to 5 is good.
And folks, if you haven't fished for smallmouth before, feisty fish. They'll run, they'll jump, they put up a scrappy fight, ton of fun. Let's talk about how we caught them today using a couple of different methods.
Yeah, you know, this time of the year, there's generally a lot of shad bait coming back down the river from the spawn. And this is usually when, really, it's why the salmon are running up the river and the bait's coming down the river. But the smallmouth take advantage of that, too. And if you can find them, they're all grouped up and you can do well. When we had a lot of wind today, so it was hard for us to move around. We didn't get into that, but we did see a lot of bait in the 60-foot range, so they're not really up as shallow as they normally are this time of year.
And we were catching them, folks, on rattle traps and crankbaits and spinnerbaits. I mean, just nothing fancy here, just fun fishing, pitching it toward shore, bringing it back. You were using a stop-and-pause retrieve to great effect, which was really interesting because, you know, normally this time of year, I'm cranking back fast, but you, again, you're the tournament angler, you figured it out, hey, we're not getting bit too well, the fish aren't that reactive, let's slow things down, and that really did the trick.
It did, and as we soon figured out, if we found the ledges sort of a little flat off the bank before it dropped into the channel, and when you come off that flat, they'd usually come up and bite it. So I think they were down a little deeper coming up for the bait, and I think the shad was deeper. That's why they were deeper.
Makes perfect sense. And one other thing, folks. Again, beautiful country out here. Absolutely gorgeous. And when Larry's talking about unmolested fish, let me put it this way. We were one of two boats on the water fishing for bass today in basically about a mile and a half of the John Day and about a 2 to 3 mile stretch of the Columbia River. So we're talking 5 river miles and 2 boats for a trophy class smallmouth bass fishery. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it really doesn't. That's why it's one of my favorite parts of the river up here.
So let's change the subject a little bit. Again, you're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Larry Hutchins. He's a former tournament angler, and he's here at Fish Camp. He took me bass fishing today in the Columbia River Gorge. He's also a pro staffer for Lowrance, but you also do something special. You've been doing that up here in the Northwest in Oregon and Washington with your partner John Kaiser on-the-water training so folks can get the most out of their marine electronics.
Yeah, we started this about 5 years ago. I'd be at a show, and I'd have a guy would ask me how to do something, and I'd walk him through it on our demo models, and then he would say, could you come out in my boat and show me how to do it? And after I heard that a couple dozen times, I thought, well, there's an opportunity here. So I started LawranceOnWater.com, and what we do is we come out on the customer's boat, we check their install, we set everything up, and we train them everything Lowrance on their boat, and when we leave, it's working usually better than what they anticipate it could be, and they get to learn all of the things they're missing out on after they've made the investment. And so it's been really great, and I get a lot of positive feedback from that.
How much do you charge for one of these on-the-water training days?
So it's $250 for 2 hours, and that's within 100 miles of the Portland area, round trip. If it's farther than I charge mileage, but it's $250.
And John Kaiser in the Seattle area, is he charging the same?
Yeah, it's the same. He handles Puget Sound area and that part. And then I handle Oregon and part of eastern Washington.
But wait, a change is coming because you're going to be moving from Oregon to the Lone Star State of Texas, East Texas. And we have stations in Texas. We have stations in Louisiana. Are they going to be able to take advantage of this on-the-water training once you get there?
Oh, yes. I'm really looking forward to moving down there. And where I plan to live will be within a two-hour radius, 14 really great bass lakes. And there is a large market down there of people that use Lowrance products. So I'm looking forward to moving down there. Don't know when that'll happen exactly, but I'll still be doing it here until I leave.
And the bottom line is this. After they have one of these on-the-water training sessions with you, this is truly an investment. I mean, some people are saying $250, but, I mean, it's a one-time investment to really, really get the most out of your electronics and any electronics you're going to buy in the future, too.
Exactly. Our market share age range tends to be 40 to 70. And
just like this show, folks.
Exactly. And a lot of guys want to take advantage of all the stuff they have, but they're not quite sure how to get there. And the most comments I hear from people is, I don't know why I waited 3 years. I've had it. I've not been able to use everything because I don't understand it. But when we're done, they do understand it. And because of the age range we do, I use what's called adult learning styles. So that helps them remember because everybody's talking about, well, I'm never going to remember it.
Right.
But in fact, they do remember it when we're done, a lot of it, maybe not all of it. But then I also provide them a report, and the report is called the baseline report. So we took all of your settings prior to the training, and then we marked down all the settings after the training. So when your buddy jumps in the boat and thinks he knows more than you do about your own equipment and makes some changes, you just pull up the report, which you can import into your HTS unit, and it's with you all the time, and you can get back to where it works.
I love it. We've got about 15 seconds left. What's the website, or how can folks get a hold of you?
Website is LawranceOnWater.com. You can either contact John or myself. Our contact info, just go under the heading trainers, and we're there.
LawranceOnWater.com. That's LawranceOnWater.com. Go ahead. Check this out. Invest $250. Walk away with a lifetime of knowledge that you're going to use on the water. Larry, thanks so much for sharing this with us and for taking me fishing today as part of America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Totally enjoyed it.
There's a place where the fishing is year-round, where the sun shines 300 days a year. The wineries and breweries are right downtown. The hiking and cycling offer spectacular views you just don't get in the big cities. Fortunately, the place is real and vibrant. It's the Dalles, Oregon, just 90 short minutes from Portland, along the gorgeous Columbia River, where the adventures are limited only by your imagination. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises and hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com. You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. We continue with our special fish camp edition recorded in the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington. Now, you've heard about the great fishing we've told you about for salmon, for sturgeon, for bass, and other species as well. And you might be wondering, where should you stay? Well, if you're not staying at the Peach Beach RV Park where we've been and you want hotel accommodations, we've got just the place for you. It's just down the road. It's the Dalles. And with us here today is Lisa Farquharson. She is the executive director of the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, great to have you on the show, and it was a joy to spend time with you and see you catching fish at fish camp.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And, oh, yes, it was a blast. We loved seeing everybody hook those salmon. And a few people got a surprise sturgeon on their line and gave them a battle. But it was awesome to be able to just fish in the Columbia Gorge.
Well, the fall Chinook fishing was very, very good, as our listeners have heard, and plenty of other fish to catch as well. And I want to talk about the Dalles, because you know the old real estate saying, location, location, location. If you're looking for a base camp to strike out for some great fishing adventures, the Dalles is it, because you're located not just right on the Columbia River that we've been talking about, but you're within striking distance of three great rivers that offer good fishing.
We are, and that's actually why I love living here. We have access to the mouth of the Klickitat, just a few moments of just going down to the Mayor State Park, getting on the river, and then in just about 3 minutes, boom, you're right at the mouth. Or you can choose to go to the mouth of the Deschutes. You can actually enter that river with two other parks. You have the Celilo Park, also the Deschutes Park that's there, and you can get access to a boat ramp. And that puts you at that beautiful mouth, which, oh, is such a fun, a little challenging at times, fishery there. Or you can head further east and hit the John Day, which I know people just love even hiking up the John Day River. It is a beautiful setting also that you can go and fish at the mouth of that. So So, yes, we not only have the Columbia to choose from, which is a vast, wide river, which offers many different species, but we have those other three amazing fisheries that we get to enjoy also, all within, I would say, you know, you've got anywhere from 10 minutes to probably 35, 40 minutes at the max, and that's getting your boat in the dock on the river.
Now, a lot of our listeners today aren't going to be bringing their boats to the Dalles, but folks, you can fly in to Portland, and it's not far of a drive at all to get to the Dalles, or you can drive to the Dalles from our northwestern states. It's right off of Interstate 84, easy access. And if you don't bring your boat, don't worry. Those three tributaries that Lisa just told you about all offer great fishing, whether or not you have the boat. The Klickitat is a fantastic river for not only salmon, but steelhead too. At least most years it is. This year has been a little bit tough. The Deschutes is a famed river, and you hike up either side for several miles. Again, casting for salmon, casting for steelhead, casting for trout. You can drive all the way up to Maupin and have some excellent trout fishing up in that area. And the John Day River, Cottonwood Canyon State Park, you've got about 10 miles of riverfront access. Absolutely beautiful country, tons of smallmouth bass. So whether or not you have a boat, there's some great options for you. But I would recommend getting a guide, and there's plenty you can find on the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce website. Going out for the day on the Columbia River at the mouth of one of these rivers that Lisa just described. Now, if people do come, Lisa, they're going to probably want to get some fishing tackle and other sporting goods equipment. And you are an area chamber of commerce between Rufus and the Dalles. You've really got people covered in that regard, don't you?
We do. We actually have members on both sides of the river, and we actually represent probably about 10, 11 counties where we have chamber members. So one of the stores that we love to do, especially when we're headed east and fishing those tributaries, we love going to the Gorge Outfitters Supply. Wendy has an amazing store fully stocked of everything you would need, from walleye, bass, to your sturgeon and your salmon. But on top of that, Wendy knows her fisheries, and she knows what's biting, what's not, what colors work, what don't work, and she's not afraid to share it. She wants everybody to be successful at their fishing. They also sell all the fishing licenses that you need with your special tags and endorsements. So that is a great one right there in Rufus. And that's just, you know, 25 minutes away, so it's right there. And then, of course, in the Dalles, we have a few places that we love to send our guests and visitors. Fly Fishing Strategies is right downtown, and he does an amazing job. Paul knows his fisheries, and he knows that fly fishing and what is also biting, and he will gladly help you get to those little remote spots that you can just stand there and experience nature and be casting out and getting those fish. We also have Coastal Farm and Supply, which does licenses and has a really good fishing supply. That is where we go often, or Bi-Mart. They have your fishing licenses also with a good ready supply from the person who does that hover fishing on the salmon to all of the flasher system. And so those are all there and available right here in our community, and we will be glad to help anyone get there. And then, of course, our fishing guides are listed on our site too with the specialties that they like to do and fish for to help you be successful.
And if you are going to be hiking up the Deschutes or the Klickitat, one lure you've got to have, blue fox spinner number 4 or number 5. The go-to color, there's lots at work, but the go-to color is chrome and blue. Just a little insider tip there. Now, if the Dalles is a base camp, the Dalles has got to have three things, and that would be a range of accommodations, that would be a range of dining options, and that would have to be a little bit of nightlife. And you really do have all three there, don't you?
We do. We have several hotels and different styles of lodging, even from the Airbnbs, a bread and breakfast, to your regular hotels like a Shiloh, to Cousins Country Inn. And they are all accommodating, and they do some great, some of those have restaurants within them, but then we have many eateries in our downtown. You know, I think of Zems and Clock Tower and River Tap. I'm just going to spout those out there. Those are great blends you can come into. Even if you smell a little fishy, they're not going to matter. And then we also have some amazing breweries and wineries here in our area, Sedition and Freebridge, and they are both locals who are making their own beers and different brews and different styles. And then we also have a wineries, 4 tasting rooms in our downtown that are right there for you, and you can test them out. One of them being in a historic building that used to be a flour mill, and now it is Sunshine Mill Winery instead of the Sunshine Crackers. And so we do enjoy all of those, and they're listed on our website. ExploreTheDells.com or TheDellsChamber.com can get you there, or you can just give us a call because we love talking to people.
In addition to this, folks, there's a lot of other things to do in the area besides just fishing and hiking that we told you about. There's several riverfront trails right there in the Dells for you to explore on bicycle or on foot. There's some great routes that you can pick up at the Chamber of Commerce if you just want to bicycle some of the country roads around here. And don't forget to go across the river to Columbia Hills State Park in the spring. Beautiful wildflowers. There's great scenery there at Horse Thief Butte. There's another state park with petroglyphs at the reservoir that's right there, right below Horse Thief Butte. So definitely some places worth visiting there. And in the Dells, one of the best museums I've seen in a long time, the Gorge Discovery Center. What are listeners going to find there?
They will find some history of the Lewis and Clark. They're going to find the history of the pioneers. They're also going to find some history of the Wasco County, but also some of our geographical history that we go all the way back to the Ice Age. They will also find what I think is the funnest part, live raptors. They have an amazing program. Bambi does an awesome job with these birds, and you will actually see them. They're on display. They like to come out and be there for the guests. So that is happening all there, and there's even a little cafe. So, yeah. Yes, it's a one-stop shop. Make sure you give yourself some time because there is a lot to take in.
And folks, I would really recommend taking in the raptor exhibits put on by Bambi Foy. She is an amazing woman. She's also a very nice person. She really knows her stuff. And the raptors she has there are all raptors that are native to the Columbia River Gorge. So she has great horned owls. She has kestrels, also known as sparrowhawks. She has bald eagles. And, you know, there's kind of a mix that comes and goes as the years progress. So definitely worth a stop. She has a wealth of knowledge. The raptor, I mean, if you're a hunter, you've got to love a raptor. If you're an angler, you've got to love a raptor because, as we all know, they're better hunters and fishermen than most of us are. So definitely the Gorge Discovery Center, worth a stop. Definitely the raptor exhibit. So much to do in the Dells. We've got to go. But, folks, the website is ExploreTheDells.com. That's ExploreTheDells.com. And I hope you have enjoyed this special Fish Camp edition of America Outdoors Radio. As you just heard, there's some fantastic fishing. This is a world-class fishery that's found right here in the Columbia River Gorge bordering Oregon and Washington. Whether you're after a huge sturgeon up to 11 feet, whether you're after salmon that can weigh up to 25 pounds, whether you're after tons of smallmouth bass, whether you're after walleye, whether you're after steelhead, you'll find it all right here. The website, again, explorethedells.com. We have got to go. Until next time, do take care. Do have a blessed week. Lisa, thanks so much for sharing this with us. Can't wait to see you again.
Thank you so much, and you have a great week.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4999.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Bypassing Congress, the Biden administration is sending $147 million worth of military aid to Israel. The equipment includes fuses, charges, and primers needed for the artillery shells that Israel previously purchased. Meanwhile, the Israeli military is not letting up on its offensive targeting Hamas in Gaza.
Israeli forces have been pounding Khan Yunis, seen as a stronghold of Hamas, as they prepare to advance further into the city. There's also been intense bombardment of Nusayrat in central Gaza. With new Israeli ground operations driving tens of thousands of people to flee, there are reports of an increased spread of diseases. In the past week, the UN's humanitarian agency says it's been able to bring in hundreds of thousands of vaccines, but it complains only a trickle of aid is reaching Gazans. Israel says it's not limiting aid and that the problem is with distribution.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Close to three dozen members of Congress plan to leave in the coming year, and that could work to the advantage of the Republicans.
The chairman of the House Republican campaign arm, Congressman Richard Hudson, says retirements are going to be a huge problem for Democrats, but not for Republicans. The approximately 14 GOP lawmakers leaving the House are from Republican stronghold districts, and there's little chance their seats would flip. But for Democrats, some of the two dozen leaving are in very competitive districts in California, Michigan, Virginia, and other states, opening a possibility Republicans will win those seats.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. Russia's top diplomat in Poland says Moscow will not provide any information about a UFO briefly entered Polish airspace from Ukraine the other day. Now it sees evidence that the object was of Russian origin, speculation focusing on a Russian missile. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Taiwan's presidential candidates have been emphasizing the importance of cordial relations with Communist China, despite Beijing's view of Taiwan as a breakaway province destined to be united with the mainland.
In the televised debates, Taiwan's three main candidates in the presidential election expressed a desire for peaceful relations with Beijing. Tensions with China have featured strongly during Taiwan's presidential campaign thus far. Beijing, which favors the candidate from the more China-friendly nationalist or Kuomintang party, has described the elections as a choice between war and peace. Differences over Taiwan are a major flashpoint in U.S.-China relations. I'm Karen Chamath.
A powerful earthquake has shaken the easternmost reaches of Indonesia, but no immediate reports of any serious damage or casualties. U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 6.5 quake struck early Sunday. News and analysis, townhall.com. The new year brings with it a raft of new laws, including in California.
Most of the new laws Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed in 2023 take effect on January 1st, 2024. But some don't because lawmakers delayed their effective dates for various reasons. That's why fast food workers won't see a minimum wage increase until April, and healthcare workers won't see an increase until June. Laws taking effect January 1st include protections for workers who smoke marijuana at home and doctors who mail abortion pills to patients in states where the procedure is banned. The laws also include harsher penalties for fentanyl dealers. John Scott report.
Consulting firm McKinsey & Company agreeing to pay $78 million to settle claims from insurers and healthcare funds that its marketing work with Purdue Pharma helped to fuel an opioid addiction crisis. The agreement revealed late yesterday, documents filed in federal court in San Francisco. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive the new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this New Year's weekend Pet Show. Is your Rottweiler making New Year's resolutions? Are your calicos ready to carouse? Does your pug have its party hat on ready to go? Well, if you love animals, I'm assuming you do, and the environment and want to understand your dog's and cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, maybe you're a bit confused about your dog or cats, what they're doing, and you just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for the Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring your furry little buddies with you, folks. It is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, the dog is jumping, won't come back when you call him, you can't take him for a walk because he doesn't like other dogs, he's digging holes all over your backyard, he chewed up your best sofa, your cat's not using the litter box, can't deal with another cat coming into the household, cat scratched your drapes, you get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. We help people resolve any issues that they may be having with their dogs or cats, or much more likely, any issues that their dogs or cats may be having with them. Let's face it, it is not easy living with those of us that walk upright. Now, here's the deal. If you're new to the Pet Show or a regular to the Pet Show, welcome. Everyone that calls into the show today, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live, whether it be to ask a question about their pet, or whether it be to share a story, or to tell me about a New Year's resolution, whatever it is, everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get an absolutely incredible gift for their dog or cat. And I'm not talking about biscuits here, folks. Many of the items we give away on the Pet Show are worth as much as $30, $40, or even $50. So if you have a question or a comment, just want to share a story, or tell me how your dogs and cats reacted to their gifts on Christmas morning, a great gift will be on its way to you. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to share with you guys as well today. But again, your questions, your comments are always my priority. So if I don't get to some of these topics, it's okay. Coming up, though, we're going to take a look at the top five New Year's resolutions for pets and their guardians. But I'd like to hear some of yours. Have you made resolutions for your dogs and your cats? I want to hear from you guys as well. Give me a call, and I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. Also, if you're one of those amazing cat people out there, do you have one of those cats that is always, always following you around? No matter where you go, you get up in the middle of the night to go to the John, there's your cat. Get up to get a glass of water, there's the cat. You get it for breakfast, there's the cat. Do you have one of those cats that follows you around all the time? Felinologists, there's a term you don't hear too often. Felinologists are now sharing several reasons for why cats will follow certain ones of their guardians all over the place. So we'll share that a little bit. So I'd love to hear from anyone out there that has a cat that does follow them around all the time. Also coming up, does your teenage dog, you heard me right, does your teenage dog find ways to annoy you just like your teenage kids? I mean, the things that really get him attention, even if that attention is negative, I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. Also coming up, you know, could your pets benefit from a good stretch? You know how good it makes you feel, but what about your dogs and cats? Is stretching the right thing to do? As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescue dog isn't housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, even some people, or your dog just believes anything he sees, his obligation is to hump it, give me a call. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. As always, lots of great stuff to give away. Hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, kitty lickies, copies of my best-selling books, T-shirts, all-natural herbal fleece spray, air horns, so much great stuff to give away. So everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air today will get something for their dog or cat. And the question of the day is pretty simple. Do you make New Year's resolutions for your pets? And if you do, I'd love to hear from some of you as well. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Now, it's very difficult normally to get through to the Pet Show. Our phone lines are always jam-packed full. This is New Year's weekend. People are out there returning all their Christmas gifts and shopping around and getting ready for New Year's Eve. So maybe a little bit easier to talk to me today and get one of those great gifts for your pet. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. Just before I get to the phones, in my L.A. show, I was talking earlier, something I don't often talk about. I went to my autobiography, and I was talking about some of my famous clients, and maybe if we have time today, I'll do it as well. I told a story about working with the doing all the animals for Saturday Night Live, training David Letterman's dog, Stupid Petrix, my favorite client of all time, Rodney Dangerfield, some of the things he said to me that just totally cracked me up. So, great show today. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Share some great stuff. 877-725-8255. All right, let's go to my friend Dennis, who waited a long time to talk to me in California, and now he's here with me on Radio America. Hey, Dennis, welcome to the Pet Show.
Happy holidays.
And back at you, Dennis. How can I help you out today?
Okay. You mentioned on the show you just had in L.A. about dogs scared of fireworks.
Yeah.
My dog is scared of the lightning, is scared to death.
You know, lightning's a little bit more difficult, and let me tell you why it's more difficult. When there's fireworks outside, firecrackers outside, the dogs hear the firecrackers, obviously, because they're loud and they make a lot of noise. But when it comes to lightning and storm-type situations, not only is the ability to hear it there, but they actually feel the changes in the atmospheric pressure. So those changes freak the dog out, or a cat, either one, will freak them out. So it makes it a little bit more difficult to deal with that. However, if it's the crackling of the lightning, again, the resolution's similar. You know, you can go online now and you can get the sound effect of anything you want. You can get the sound effects of a guppy burping if you want. But you can actually download the sound of lightning. And what I would recommend that you do is in the evening when it's nice and quiet and peaceful, I would play the sound of lightning. I mean, barely audible, where no one's hearing it. I mean, barely the dog even looks at you. And then I would do that for maybe 3, 4, 5 days, a week or so. And then when the dog's not reacting to it at all, maybe I'd increase it a little bit, give him a lot of positive attention there. Psychologically, in the world of behavior, and this is when I was studying in Europe as well, part of the psychology of animals is that they learn through association. So what we want to do is take something that the dog associates with negative and turn that into a positive. It's called counter conditioning. That's the term we use for it. Now, to be honest with you, Dennis, how old is your dog?
Oh, she just turned about four years old now.
Okay. And what kind of dog is it?
Well, we got him at the We saved him, you know.
Well, sometimes I wonder who rescued who. Did you rescue the dog, or did the dog rescue you, Dennis? You know, it works both ways.
But
do we know any background of the dog at all? Was he a dog that was owned by someone before you? Was he left outside?
You know, the dog was about a year old, and it's part sheepdog, the Doberman, I believe.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. The sheepdog, I know they run after the cattle or...
Yeah, herding dogs, yeah.
Right? Yeah, they herd it, yeah. But man alive, she's really quick, you know, running and stuff, because I play ball with her a lot.
Yeah. They really are quick. I don't want to run out of time. So, Dennis, what I'm going to do is I want you to follow the advice, but also, do you have access to a computer?
My daughter does. Have her
go to my website, thepetshow.com. She can read about the noise phobias. But in the meantime, Dennis, I want to put you on hold, and I'll tell you why. Let's put Dennis on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want.
Warren,
go ahead.
I already have a copy already.
Read the chapter specifically on noise phobias. What I'll do then is I'll send you some Lucy pet food for the dog, but I want you to read the chapter on noise phobias. There's a great chapter in the book, talks all about the noises, or you can go to the website. There's some more there as well. Happy New Year, Des. Give that puppy a hug and a kiss, and let's get her through this fear of lightning. It'll make a big difference for her. Quick break, and then we'll get to Tom from the great state of Delaware. You know, the results are in, folks. My Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplement treats are helping dogs as well as cats stay healthy and happy. And you know, happy pets equal happy guardians. Listen to what I've done. My Hugs and Kisses, which I developed over 35 years ago and improved it recently, an amazing product. Let me tell you why. The reason I first developed Hugs and Kisses, so many people were calling me about excessive shedding, dry skin, hot spots, bare spots, and hairballs. So in Hugs and Kisses, I incorporated, working with the top veterinarians, the two best ingredients for skin and coat, and that is lecithin and biotin. If you were to go to a health food store, that's what they would recommend for you. I put it together perfectly in the right combination for your dogs and cats. So that means hairball is just about gone. No more excessive shedding. No more hot spots. Gone. I'm telling you, gone. Also, what I did is I added prebiotics to the probiotics, making the probiotics work better. That means your dogs and cats will have the best absorption in their gut. And we all know now that gut health in our dogs and cats is just like us, the most important part of staying healthy. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has all the vitamins and minerals your dogs and cats needs. And of course, there's no soy, there's no wheat, and there's no corn. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement for your dogs and cats. Available at Amazon.com, available at Walmart.com, or you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com, or if you prefer, call my office, 1-800-430-HUGS. Check them out at Amazon, Walmart, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today and watch your dogs and cats look and feel their best. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I'm gonna tell you about a dog I got, born in Kansas City. I picked him up down in New Orleans, I thought he was so pretty.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and I want them to live a long life. That's why I developed the Lucy Pet Formulas for Life dog and cat food. Breakthrough nutritional advancements in prebiotics have proven to play a key role in natural immunity. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life is the only food with prebiotic balanced fiber that promotes gut health, the first line of defense to staying healthy. You are what you eat, and that goes for your pets too. So please try Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy Raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle-car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
China is flooding our country with illegal, disposable, flavored vapes marketed towards kids. Here's Fentanyl Fathers co-founder Greg Swan with a message for parents.
Reuters is reporting that a new breed of vapes from China has confounded regulators while offering flavors like blue cotton candy to attract America's youth. With the possibility that these products can be laced with deadly fentanyl, enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal levels need to get these illegal products off shelves.
Sponsored by Fentanyl Fathers.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Too much monkey business. We are back on the Pet Show on this New Year's Eve weekend. Great time to give me a call. Usually the phones are jam-packed, but people are out there shopping. We got a couple of lines empty. Got some great stuff to give away, including hugs and kisses, Lucy pet food, copies of my books, air horns, T-shirts, natural flea spray, just great stuff to give away. Many of the items we give away worth as much as $50. So if you have a question or a comment, just want to share a great story, or tell me how your dog or cat reacted Christmas morning. Did they open their own gifts? What did they look like? Did they look like they enjoyed them? Or are you making any New Year's resolutions for your pets? I'd love to hear from you as well. Everyone that calls in will get one of these fabulous gifts for their dog or cat. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also like to hear from some people who perhaps have a cat that follows them around all the time. But right now, let's go to my friend Tom in the great state of Delaware. Hey, Tom, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, thank you very much.
How can I help you today, Tom?
Yeah, I am a Yorkie owner, and I have a three-year-old who was an absolute angel training. No problems at all. So at three, I decided to get another 10-week-old Yorkie to have him help train my three-year-old to help train him. Well, two different dogs completely at 10 weeks. My 10-week-old and 12-week, now he's 12-weeks-old, aggressive to the other one constantly. And when he's not, he's humping on anything he can get around him. So I take for lots of walks, and I try to stimulate him with toys, but he just goes for the aggression.
So he's humping everything.
Well, everything that's stuffed animals, stuffed toys, and then his right, brother so when he slows down.
here's what you don't have to do, Tom. You don't have to give him a copy of Play Dog magazine. You don't have to give him a cold shower and send them away, okay? A lot of people don't understand the concept, and I get this all the time. When a dog is humping, a lot of people assume it's breeding or sexual behavior. And I always tell people, don't feel flattered when your dog humps your leg. It's not that attractive, believe me. Basically, what the dog is doing by doing a lot of the humping or mounting is more of a sign of dominant behavior than anything else. So let me ask you a question, Tom.
Sure.
Do you know how many puppies were in the litter? Usually Yorkies have small litters. Do you know how many pups were in it?
From what I understand, he was the only one.
Okay, so if he was the only one in the litter, he never had that opportunity to socialize or be pushed aside a little bit by the other one. So what happens is now he's like the only child. And you know what only kids are like very often. So what the training's really important, but the worst thing that you can do right now is when he's humping, whether it be the other dog or something, some other object, the worst thing you can do is start saying, no, no, stop it, knock it off. No, yeah, you're driving me, because what you're doing is you're getting him more excited at that point. Now, he's young. He's 12 weeks old. It's not going to go away by itself, but it will go away if you follow my advice. And here's the advice I'm going to give you. I'm not going to give it to you right now, Tom. Can you hold on?
Sure.
Let's put Tom on hold. I'm going to take a break in a minute. I don't want to rush Tom. So put Tom on hold, and when we come back, we're going to resolve the humping problem with the 12-week-old Yorkie. It's a true story, folks. I mean, I get this all the time. One of the most common questions, you know, chewing, jumping, barking, litter box, and humping is one of the more common things we get. And people always just assume that the dog is humping them because it's sexual behavior. And really, I mean, we're nice, and we may be cute, and some of us may even be pretty, but that's not why the dog is humping you. The dog is humping you as a sign of dominance. Very often in a litter, and that's why I asked Tom how big the litter was, the litter mates will work that dominant behavior out. But the fact that he might have been the only puppy in the litter, not uncommon for a Yorkie, might make it all different. We'll talk more to Tom after this. Great time to call me, by the way. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
We'll join the fight on the sea or on the land. He gets the situation well in hand.
So though we are in danger, we never despair, cause we know that where there's danger, he is there.
He is there on the land. In the air,
the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Before sending your child off to collect six figures in debt at the age of 18, remember to make sure that school isn't another woke hedge fund corporation. Elite universities have gone from places of excellence to places of political and social engineering. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Hogs Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Hogs Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. You know, I never really watched Friends. I got to meet and hang out with Matthew Perry. Shame that he passed away. A big animal lover when I was doing NBC in New York. But I never really got to watch Friends. I'm going to start watching a little bit now. It seems like it could be a pretty fun show to watch. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. Plenty of time for your calls. You know, we do have an open line or two. Pretty rare here on the show, but it's a holiday weekend. So if you can't get through regularly, now's a great time to call me and I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. Before the break, we were talking to my friend Tom in Delaware, who has a 12. Tom, you still with me?
I am.
Tom who has a big problem. A 12-week-old humping Yorkie. I'm not laughing at you, Tom. I'm laughing with you. I promise I am. Anyway, it's a serious problem. It's something that needs to be resolved. So, how are we going to resolve the situation? If you yell at the dog and say, no, 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 knock it off, wait till daddy comes home, you're driving me crazy, the dog's already excited, that's why he's humping. So to get the dog more excited is only going to make the problem worse, and it's going to make it a challenge. So you said to me you've done some training with the dog, and I am a critical believer, having trained over 40,000 animals, that you start training and educating as young as possible. The same energy it takes for a puppy to learn how to do something wrong can be used to teach the puppy how to do something right. So when the dog is humping, rather than no, 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 bad dog, wait till daddy comes home, none of that, that's when a lesson takes place. A 5-minute, 3-minute, 1-minute lesson. He's only 12 weeks old. Put his leash and harness, a little sit, a little stay, a little this, a little that, then take him off. If he humps again, back on. That's how you resolve the issue. The more time you spend trying to correct it in a negative negative way, the worse the problem is going to get. And it may result in the dog stop humping you, but he may start humping other people or other things. So the resolution is to take the education, the training of the dog, and use that in a positive way. Not focusing on the no, 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 because he's a 12-week-old puppy. He doesn't really understand what he's doing wrong. And the fact that he never had the opportunity, it's like the kid that grows up with wolves, becomes wolf-like. This dog never had the opportunity to grow up with other puppies. The other puppies would have put him in his place a little bit, or vice versa, and that would have helped an awful lot. But the bottom line is, having worked with many, many single pets, whether it be Yorkies or other small breeds that have one in the litter or smaller litters, they all do come around. Just be really consistent, really patient, and make sure he's getting a lot more attention when he's being good than when he's being bad, and that will resolve the issue for you, I promise, Tom.
All right, thanks so much.
Hey, Tom, don't go anywhere. Can I send you a copy of my book?
Not yet.
No, well, I'm going to. I'm going to put you on hold, and a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want is on its way to you, and I really appreciate that that phone call. And give that Yorkie a big hug and a big kiss. You know, people often say to me, Warren, you know, with just a little dog, it makes no difference if it's a little dog or a big dog or a medium-sized dog. If you have an issue, you have an issue. That's what it's all about. So before I get back, and Loretta, I'm going to get to your call. Great call. Loretta has a dog dragging her around, and we've got a housebreaking problem in Pennsylvania. We can't take that. We'll get to your calls. Just be patient with me. Have some coffee, eggnog, whatever you need to do. So, according to a newspaper in Omaha, now, I don't know which newspaper it is. You know, I do have a lot of my wife is from Omaha, Nebraska, so I have a lot of family in Omaha, which is perfect for me living in L.A. because they're always 1,500 miles away. We're just joking, no matter where I am. But anyway, this is from an Omaha newspaper, and it's the top five New Year's resolutions for pet guardians. Then I want to hear some of yours. Number one, health and wellness checkup. That's a good one. Take your dog or cat in for a checkup more frequently. Catch something before it becomes a problem. More socialization adventures. I'm in with that. Plan a pet-friendly road trip. I think it's great. Take your dog and go explore some new destinations. Dogs love picking up on the new smells. Just be safe. Make sure they're vaccinated. But dogs love picking up new smells, seeing new areas. Bonding and quality time is critical. And mental stimulation and enrichment. All of these really important. Now here's, you know, you guys know I live in Santa Monica, although I'm from New York. Some people say I still have an accent. Imagine that. And the other day I was walking, not on the beach, but a block or two away from the beach, and there's somebody walking their dog. And I'm watching them walk their dog, and the dog's just sniffing and sniffing, keeps looking back at their guardian. And the guardian not once said a word to the dog. The guardian not once even looked at the dog. She just kept walking, looking at her phone. And I'm saying to myself, how rude is that? This is your time to bond. This is your time to really get to know your dog. Watch what he's doing. You can see his behavior. You'll understand him a lot better. When you take your dog out for a walk, it's your dog's walk, and you need to focus on that. So I really think that New Year's resolution is people need to spend more time bonding with their pets, more time, what's the word I'm looking for, of being not their pet owner, but being their pet's friend. That's what you need to do. So I'd love to hear some of your resolutions that you might be making. More walks, more this, more that. I'm going to get my dog to lose weight. I'm going to get my dog to do this. Well, I want to hear some of yours as well. Great time to call me, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me shoot over to, or do I have to take a break? Let me shoot over to Loretta in Michigan. Hey, Loretta, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Loretta, I might have to put you on hold and come back to you, okay? But you could start out. What's your question for me?
How can I stop my dog from pulling me?
What kind of dog do you have?
I'm not sure. She's a rescue. She just turned a year old in November. She is around 70 pounds. She has jerked me around pretty good. You know how you see the cartoons? Well, you're laughing because it is comical. Have you ever seen the cartoons, like the old-fashioned cartoons where the man is being dragged and he's flying through the air?
Loretta, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in those cartoons. I've seen those cartoons in real life, believe me.
Well, I'm loving that cartoon, and it scares me because it's getting icy. I live in northern Michigan, and it can get really icy, and I live on a hill. And fortunate we haven't had any snow this year, and I've been able to go for our hikes that we like to go. And we do like to hike. We do it probably
so
going
this,
with.
This to me, teaching a dog to walk properly with their guardian is one of the easiest things I can do. So let me do this. Let's put Loretta on hold in Michigan, Lynette in Pennsylvania, Rick in Tennessee. I'm going to get to your calls, I promise. But right now, let me take a quick break. I don't want to rush anybody. Then we'll get back to Loretta and make sure she's not one of those cartoons anymore. The phone number, by the way, 877-725-8255. Now, for several years now, you heard me talking and bragging about Lucy Pet Food and why it's the food I feed my own dogs, Molly and Willie, my rescues. Here's just the reason, and this is real important for you guys to understand. You have no idea where your dog or cat food is made, number one. You have no idea if it's an investment capital group making your dog or cat food, or is it someone that's really involved with dogs and cats. Well, let me tell you about Lucy Pet Food. Lucy Pet Food, their CEO, a good friend of mine, Joey Herrick, by the way, Lucy Pet Food, named after one of his dogs, Lucy, has been involved with pets for many years. And Lucy Pet Food now has their own manufacturing plant. What does it mean? They're not making 50 different brands for everyone. You can go buy your dog food. It might have been from a manufacturing plant that had 30 different brands. Lucy Pet Food has their own plant. They manufacture their own food in their own plant, not too far away from where I live. And this is even more important. Joey just invested over $1.5 million for their own laboratory. What does that mean? It's one of the only companies that does this. Their own laboratory means that as every single ingredient comes in, it's checked. As every product goes out, it's checked. The safest food you can feed your pets, that's why it's given to my dogs and cats every day. But I don't want you just to take my word about Lucy Pet Food. Here's a listener and what they have to say.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whine.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
You know, these are the stories I hear all the time, and this is one of the reasons I recommend Lucy Pet Food, because it's what's on my dog's food dishes every day. That's what I give my pets. Here's the deal. Go to their website. LucyPetProducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Easy enough to remember. You can buy the Lucy dry food, the wet food for your dog, the dry food, the wet food for your cat. You can get their dog food rolls, which are amazing. My dogs are addicted to the meatloaf roll. They got their square to be hip or hip to be square dog treats, which are absolutely amazing. The kitty lickies, all the products. Check out LucyPetProducts.com. When you go there, tell them Warren sent you and spend just $35. $35 on any combination, and they will ship it right to your door free. So log on to LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. Today, I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah. Hey, you can do it in your house, yeah.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Over 30 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement for both your dogs and cats to control your dog and cat's shedding, dander, dry skin, and hairballs, while improving your pet's immune system with both pre- and probiotics. Hear what one caller says about Hugs and Kisses.
Your Hugs and Kisses, I have told all my friends about it. For years, I have been giving him those Hugs and Kisses, and then you changed it a little bit and made it even better. Honest to God, he'll eat it like a treat, and then I crumble it up on his food. You know, I feed him twice a day. And he just loves it.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 30-year track record. Order today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or ThePetShow.com, or call us at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, ThePetShow.com.
For the second consecutive year, Kia America will support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital with a donation for each new eligible Kia vehicle sold or leased and delivered in the U.S. between November 16, 2023 and January 2, 2024. The minimum $1.5 million donation is part of Kia's ongoing commitment to St. Jude through its Accelerate the Good charitable initiative. Last year, Kia donated $1.35 million and was named the 2023 St. Jude New Corporate Partner of the Year. Russell Wager, Vice President, Marketing.
Kia is proud to once again partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to drive awareness of their all-important mission and provide funds to help children who are our future have a better chance of realizing their dreams by receiving world-class care.
Since 2019, Kia has donated more than $22 million to causes which include treating childhood illness, helping to fight hunger and homelessness, and relief for victims of natural disasters. For more information on how to donate, please visit stjude.org. Sponsored by Kia America.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Heartland Lindabot, and we want to wish everybody a very happy new year for 2024.
And in 2023, we say goodbye and thank you so much to all of our wonderful sponsors, our loyal listeners. You guys are the best. So in 2024, let's make it a great, wonderful, vigorous, and fabulous time.
Happy New Year from KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our family here, we hope you have a great 2024.
Happy New Year!
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog. I'd be a lot better off if you adopt one. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. We were talking to my friend Loretta in Michigan, who has a dog that's dragging her around. It's what we call a forging dog, which is the opposite of a lagging dog. If your dog is pulling you down the block, wraps you around telephone poles, and make you trip on curbs, here's what you need to do, Loretta. You need to teach the dog how to heel. Heel simply means to walk at your left side. Now, I do not believe that the dog has to walk at your left side all the time. That's in the future. Right now, you need to teach him how to heel. The way to do that is when a dog pulls ahead of someone, the instant reaction of the person is to pull the dog back. If you were to interlock your fingers right now and pull your right arm one way, your left arm would automatically go the other way. It's the natural way things work. So the more you pull, the more the dog pulls. Teaching the dog to heel is what you need to do. It simply means teaching the dog to walk at the left side. The reason the left side is dogs were originally trained for war during Roman times, and most men carrying their swords in their right hand, the dogs were taught to walk on the left. Now, it's never pull the dog back. When you're walking with the dog, you need to make an about face as soon as the dog gets in front of you and walk in the opposite direction. I don't want you to use any type of prong collars or shock collars. What you may want to invest in is what's called a no-pull halter. Have you heard of these?
I have, and I've tried it.
And it didn't work for you? Maybe you had the wrong one. It's something to consider, though. The no-pull halters can be really great for certain people. However, what I really recommend that you do is I would rather you take the time, it's a young dog, take the time to teach the dog to heel. Now, for example, if I'm walking my dogs, they're walking at my side, but if we're going for a walk, it's their walk, I say, okay, I don't care if they're walking in front of me, left or right, behind, as long as they're not pulling me or slapping me down the block. So what I'd like to do, the heel should be done. You never pull the dog back, never put tension on the leash. That's going to cause more of a situation. You make an about face. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'm going to send you also a copy. I'm giving away a lot of books today, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter in there specifically on pulling with visuals as well. You can also get that on my website, thepetshow.com, if you can't wait till the book gets there. But I want you to understand, Loretta, there's nothing easier for a behaviorist or a trainer to do than to teach a dog not to pull. The occasional dog will pull up if he gets distracted, but if you take the time to do it right, the problem is, as I said, most people take the approach of pulling the dog back and saying, no, 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 and that's just going to make the problem worse. You need to spend the time, 10, 15 minutes a day, focused on the training. When you take the dog for his walk, when the dog starts to react in a way that's not comfortable, you go to 5 minutes of training at that point, then you start walking again. If he does it again, 5 minutes of training till he gets the idea. It's not going to take more than a week or two. If I was there, I could do it in a couple of days. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying it's that easy. So let me do this, Loretta. Will you follow through if I send you a copy of the book?
Absolutely.
I just want you to know, don't get frustrated. Don't get upset. If you're getting frustrated or upset, it goes from one end of the leash to the other. Go inside. Make yourself a drink. Sit down, relax, go back out an hour later. I mean that seriously. You can't fool the dog when you're upset. So I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. In the interim, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, there's some articles there on teaching a dog not to pull as well. And it's such a big problem for a lot of people, and really it shouldn't be that big a problem. The no-pull harness is something I helped develop many, many years ago. Is a great product, but it's a product as a deterrent. It's not actually teaching the dog. And I prefer teaching dog, but certain people don't have that ability. So the no-pull harness, a good no-pull harness comes into play as well. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we got Lynette calling from Pennsylvania, and we got Rick calling from Tennessee, both having trouble housebreaking their pets. We'll take a look at that. We got a whole other hour to go. Great time to give me a call, 877-725-8255. You know, for years now, for many, many years, I shared with you how thousands of senior dogs, defenseless puppies and kittens are in a life or death struggle, being thrown out of cars every day in the forests, the deserts, the cities all across America. That's until they're rescued by a good friend of mine, one man, Leo Grillo. Now, Leo, I've known Leo for a long, long time. Leo set up Delta Rescue over 44 years ago. And here's what he did. Leo promised every unwanted animal that he would keep them safe, that he would keep them happy and healthy for life. And you know what? That's a promise kept. So how can you show your love for these pets who have suffered so, so much? Do what I did. Send a Christmas love stocking to one of Delta's 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses. They're just $12.50 provides one Christmas stocking. I sent a dozen. You can send as many as you want. Just $12.50 provides a Christmas stocking with over two dozen treats for one of these abandoned former pets. And at Delta Rescue Sanctuary, every dog, every cat, every horse knows exactly which stocking is theirs. Why? Because twice a day, their caretaker gives the pet a treat from their own individual Christmas stocking, the one you sent. I urge you to go to their website, deltarescue.org, deltarescue.org, or text them directly. You can text to dogs at 801-801, dogs to 801-801. Delta, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars doing what they should be doing, helping the animals. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to visit DeltaRescue.org, see the joy your Christmas love stocking brings. You can go to their website, DeltaRescue.org, or go to my website, ThePetShow.com. You can see how Santa visited Delta Rescue and handed out these stockings. So check it out today. Send a stocking, log on to deltarescue.org, or text them to dogs at 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the Armed Forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights with Turtle Bay's New Year's Eve event featuring over 1 million lights, live music by Hook, a virtual screen ball drop, glowing swings, and much more. Mosaic food and beverages available for purchase. This all-age special ticketed event is from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Year's Eve at Redding Garden of Lights. Sunday, December 31st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. All ages. Tickets at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And we are back on the Pet Show. We have just a couple of minutes. We're going to break quickly for the top of the hour. When we come back, we got Lynette in Pennsylvania, Rick in Tennessee, Bill in the great state of Minnesota. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your dog and cat questions. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to the Pet Show.
Spinning around together on a planet of the sun.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be entertained at the guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.